Tarquin's face didn't so much as shift from that cold wrath.
When you went into the Spring Court and deceived Tamlin as well about your true nature, when you destroyed his territory, you left the door open for Highburn. They docked in his harbors.
No doubt to wait for the wall to collapse and then sail south.
It was an easy trip to my doorstep. You did this.
I could have sworn I felt Rhys flinch through the bond.
We did nothing. Highburn chooses his actions, not us.
He jerked his chin toward Tarquin.
My force shall remain camped in the hills until you've deemed the city secure. Then we will go.
And do you plan to steal anything else before you do?
Rhys went utterly still, debating, I realized, whether to apologize, explain. I spared him from the choice. Tend to your wounded, Tarquin.
Don't give me orders.
The face of the former Summer Court Admiral, the prince who had commanded the fleet in the harbor until the title was thrust upon him, I took in the weariness fogging his eyes, the anger and grief. People had died. Many people. The city he had fought so hard to rebuild. The people who had tried to fight past the scars of Amarantha. We are at your disposal. I walked out. Moore kept close, and we emerged into the hall to find a cluster of his advisors and soldiers watching us carefully. Rhys remained behind us.
I didn't have a choice. I did it to try to avoid this, Tarquin. To stop Highburn before he got this far.
Get out and take your army with you. We can hold the bay now that they don't have surprise on their side.
Silence. Moore and I lingered just outside the open doors, not turning back, but both of us listening.
I saw enough of Highburn in the war to tell you this attack is just a fraction of what the king plans to unleash. Come to the meeting, Tarquin. We need you. Prithian needs you.
Another beat of quiet.
Get out.
Feyre's offer holds. We are at your disposal.
Take your mate and leave. And I suggest warning her not to give High Lord's orders.
I stiffened, about to whirl around.
She is High Lady of the Night Court. She may do as she wishes.
The wall of face standing before us withdrew slightly, now studying me, some gaping.
You do love to spit on tradition.
Rhys didn't say anything more until his hand warmed my shoulder. I looked up at him, aware of all who gawked at us, at me. Rhys pressed a kiss to my sweaty, blood-crusted temple, and we vanished.